What's up, guys? This is Yaku. And we got Jamal in the house.
What's up? That's all I got.
That's all you got. What's up? We got Jessica in the house.
Hey, hey, hey.
JJ's back.
Hola.
Lukey Luke's in the house.
No, don't call me
Lukey Luke.
I like Lukey Luke.
I liked it.
Lukey Luke.
I'm not a fan.
God. You're not a fan?
No.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We got Chelsea in the house.
Hey, everybody.
And moi. Okay, guys.
The way you said that.
Okay.
Mom.
Okay. It was more like a kiss. Hey, than
listen,
like,
I've been watching a lot of Martin lately.
That's all right. It's a great show. Fair. Yeah.
Great show.
It is a great
it's
show.
Great show. So I'm gonna
National Treasure.
Yeah, National Treasure.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
You know what? Leave him alone. Let go. Just let go.
I mean, can anybody tell me that Blue Streak isn't a great fucking movie?
It is.
That's such a good movie.
It is. Blue Streak is a great movie. All right. Oh,
you don't think it's a good movie?
Boo, boo.
Is it when
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Because when he dresses up like the delivery guy in that one scene?
The whole movie
is a little disturbing. I'm not gonna lie.
they make that scene like the poster for the movie everywhere, which is I think is funny. But I could see it.
It's amazing.
Charles, your gum is gonna be so loud on this recording.
I'm taking my gum out, guys. I'm getting my gum.
How long you been doing podcasts?
Ew.
All right.
Don't put it on the tray. Put it in the napkin.
So, guys, JJ, make sure you talk to the microphone too.
That's a great start.
It's a great start. All right. So, we're going to read some comments, guys. You guys, listen, we have to have a contest on you guys' names. At this point, you guys are making up crazy names just to make us laugh. So, we're going to start with Lick the Fanny. Oh. Yeah.
Wait. So, you know what a fanny is in Britain is different than fanny here?
Is it?
Well, this person is from Ireland.
Oh. So she's talking about her front fanny.
Yeah. What?
Her front
fanny.
Your vagina.
Really?
Front fanny.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah,
because they say they get the fanny flutters.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Lick the fanny.
I'm from Ireland and no person...
Wait, you got to do it with an Irish accent.
I can't do...
I'm from Ireland.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to skip this.
No,
I'm going to skip it and give it to Jessica.
Okay.
I'm going to skip it and she's going to do it in her...
Irish accent.
Irish accent.
That's fair.
Also, I'm editing a lot of this shit. Oh, shit. Okay, there we go. I'm going to send it right to you. You're going to do your Irish accent. It's going to sound creepy.
Don't take out the front fanny part.
No, I don't. All right, back. All right, the first comment is, I like it rough, like New Kids stuff.
Okay.
Either the ladies didn't hear him or they want to make things complicated by adding qualifiers. The host asks a simple question, can a man be a woman? Can a woman be a man? You all said yes, and then when reality smacks you in the face with a volleyball, it's all way biology. They can't play sports with us. Complete nonsense. Can you guys check her science degree? Moving on.
Oh, damn.
Who was that directed at?
Michaela. Go ahead, Jessica.
All right.
Lick the fanny.
Lick the fanny. I'm from Ireland, and no person in their right mind goes around saying men can be women or men can get pregnant. Stop acting the maggot. America is civilized to the point you're confused about men and women's genitals. To think, boyo, too thick.
What does that mean?
What?
Too thick, boyo.
You're thick. Boyo is just like a person.
Oh.
Too thick.
You're hard-headed.
You're stupid.
Yeah. Oh.
Dumb.
Thanks, Lick the Fanny.
Lick the Fanny.
All right, use four fingers, please.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Lick the Fanny first.
Wait, if we're getting... I hope we're getting this Jessica today.
Pause for editing.
Use four fingers, please. Everyone manipulates in some form or fashion or a base level. On a base level, men want sex, women want money and your resources. And if you're a female who pretends like they don't manipulate but takes resources from a man, whether on a date or just in life, then you are delusional. That last part.
The last part was fun.
So wait, the first couple comments were were more about the gender conversation we had.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. Is it more of a big deal in America than it is in other countries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they just keep trying to pin us against each other to distract us from all the dumb shit they're doing in politics.
My mom and my parents, they both just, they every time they just like, God, Americans are weird. Why are we arguing about this? Like, why are we arguing about, like, who can go on whose bathroom or whatever the case may be? Like, she told me this a long time ago, but it was just like...
Well, that was the topic, because people were like, oh, I don't want these people in my bathroom, and then it was...
these people.
Well, that's what people were saying.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. And it's dumb, because we all grew up with like, unisex bathrooms in our houses. You know, people, listen, you gotta go. You gotta go.
I didn't walk into my sister's bathroom, though.
What?
I didn't walk into her.
How many bathrooms do you have?
Sorry. You know,
they all
privilege.
That just showed my privilege right there. Okay, let's move on. Paulie Dukakis. First, I need Charles to breathe. Woosah. Now, I think you and the ladies are arguing two different points. Charles is arguing biology, and they are arguing gender, which I agree is complete semantics. Why are you arguing gender to snatch it all away when biology comes in the picture? Nobody comes at it from gender when people speak about this. It's from biology. It's highly disingenuous to create a gumbo argument because your original argument is trash. Also, gender is just another word for cross-dressing. Either I'm a woman or not. If I am, I deserve to be in women's spaces and locker rooms. That I agree with. If either the person's a woman or not, if they are a woman, let them in the bathroom, let them in the locker rooms. That's how I feel. Double dip chip ball sack.
Oh my.
That guy's a repeat offender.
Yeah. Ladies, please don't tell me what I find physically attractive. Fashion designers like body types that are slim because it makes their clothing look good. Good. It has nothing to do with creating a body standard. That is the actual reason why many models are skinny and at least 5'9", because the clothes look good on bodies like that. Now, I have heard that.
But that is what creates, like, but that's what's in magazine, and that creates a standard of attractiveness that women feel that they have to become, and that's
so if we have bigger women in magazines, do you think women will feel they have to become big?
I think they'll feel more comfortable in being,
but why don't they feel more comfortable?
Like, we should have people of all sizes, yeah, because people look differently. And if you are designing clothes just for one size and one type of person, then your clothes aren't, like, they're not going to sell for the other style. Like,
but what if they don't want to sell for the other sizes?
Then who's making clothes for other sizes? And why can't those clothes be in magazines too?
So hey man, they just sell shirts. They just sell shirts for guys that are like medium size. Is that cool?
Yes.
Fuck you, Luke.
So no, but I'm the wrong person to ask, because I've bought medium sized shirts till this day. Let me finish. I buy medium and I sew it to what I like, because I like the design. I understand other people aren't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with women, like, comparing men and women's sizes are completely different.
Yes.
Believe me, it's getting more and more annoying every time I have to go shopping for women.
Also, like, the sizes are different based on, like, your brand, mm-hmm, and what store you're in, and even, like, the color of your pants have different sizes. Have you guys... I've tried on, like, the same size in pants that have been, like, black or, like, light denim. Both denim, same materials, and I have to, like, upsize for one of them and downsize for the other. It's, like, mad stupid.
Everything should just be stretchy.
Mad stupid.
Mad
man.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Everything should just be stretchy.
Yeah, it should.
I do love
stretchy. Yes.
I do agree with stretchiness.
A little bit of spandex.
Stretchy,
and
stretch them everywhere. Warrior.
Those four fingers in.
I can't with Listen, if she's in rare form today, I'm so happy. Warrior Princess. If a man transitions into a woman and uses a female locker room, is that okay? Or is that still a problem because they have a penis?
I don't get why we're still asking these, like, simple questions. It's real dumb. Just make them all stalls.
Well, hold on. Let's ask the women real quick. Is it a problem if a man transitions into a woman, is it okay for them to use the locker room if they still have a penis?
Have they transitioned if they still have a penis? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does transition mean?
Because if you are trans, right, you are trans... But then you transition, and when you transition, you've changed your body.
No. Most people who transition do not cut off.
Yeah.
Don't cut it off.
Yeah. Right, but so then they're not transition. They are trans. Like, is trans just short for transition?
I think the whole thing is really confusing. Because, so I don't really.
Or is trans? Or is just trans just mean that you've taken the hormones to feel more
so
like?
So let's
you're
just say this:
different.
In the trans community, they're gonna say, if I say I'm a woman or a man, I transition.
Okay.
That's what they feel like. Luke, go ahead real quick.
So the transition means they've changed their outward appearance to conform to either male, female. It has nothing to do with the biological.
But that's your outward appearance. It includes your boobs and your chest and your, like, top surgeries.
Correct.
Right? So if I...
It can include that, but it doesn't always...
So, if you've transitioned, it isn't anything specific. It's just what you felt you've done.
Correct.
To transition.
Me personally, I don't think you've actually transitioned unless your genitals have changed.
I thought, like, that's what I thought. I thought that if you were, like, you were in transition, you felt trans, you are, you know, you're the other gender, but you haven't fully transitioned until you've changed your
I've only met one transgender woman who changed her bottom half. Everyone that I've known and I've met a lot of them. They've all kept it. So, you know what I mean? We need to answer the question,
I've
though.
I've met many, like, I've known people who've gone through transition. Who've transitioned post, right?
Yeah.
And are post-operative and have changed. And, like, for me, like, knowing these people and my contacts is that if you've transitioned, you've transitioned your body.
So how do you feel?
If
someone's pre-op.
I mean, if they are living their life and they are fully believing that they are a woman...
In the locker room.
Yeah, in the locker room.
They walk into the locker room. I mean, because that's the original question.
Yeah, you're gonna...
So I think the original question was, why can't men and women share a locker room together?
This question
is, can a trans man or trans woman be in a woman's locker room?
Yes. So you're okay with a woman who said with a man who says they are a woman that has a penis, and if it gets erect, you're okay with that. But a man like Jeremy or me or Luke, if we're walking in and we have an erect penis, that's a problem.
My issue is that.
Yeah.
I'm with Jeremy. Just do stalls.
Yeah, Chelsea, go ahead.
So what I was gonna say is, like, a lot of people, at least a couple clients that I know who have shared a little bit about their, like, transition journey and things, when you're taking the hormones, like, if you're someone who is actively taking the hormones to transition, like, my client was telling me they don't even get hard anymore. Like, it doesn't even work. It starts to shrink. So, like, if it's someone who is truly transitioning and on hormones, when they're going to be coming in dressed as a woman, probably because that's how they feel and want to show outwardly. But also, most of the time, if they're really on the hormones, they're not, like...
Listen, I'm telling you...
How does it not work anymore?
A lot of these men...
Because they start taking estrogen.
It does not... Not all of them shrink. I'm telling you.
But not all of them, but most of them don't really work anymore.
That's basically what's happening. Go ahead, JJ.
Not my past arguments. I was just explaining
about an erection being a reason not to have a man in a room. I never said that. I think that it's more of a, if I'm in a locker room getting naked with men, I'm going to feel like they're going to be looking at me as a sexual object, and I'm going to feel threatened. Like, even if they're not, I'm going to feel that way, right? If I'm in a locker room full of women, even if I know that they're lesbians, I'm not going to feel threatened the same way because of the things that women can do to each other. Like, I can defend myself if needed. Yeah. And, you know, I know I've been around lesbians for a very long time. Like, they're not going to... I just feel... I would still feel safe.
So you think a man's going to attack you?
I don't think so, but I will feel like they might. I mean, there's always a possibility.
JJ, go ahead.
Walk down the street.
Yeah, so for me, I don't care what you have down there. It's about your behavior, right? Yeah. So you can... I've shared locker rooms with men before when it's a co-ed experience. And as long as the men are not being aggressive or the woman's not being aggressive, it's not an issue. So I don't care what you're packing down there or up here. It's your behavior in that locker room.
Okay, so that's not what you said the last.
That's not true. I said
you
some
said,
people would be uncomfortable with it, especially if it's...
So you're saying you're saying now that you are comfortable with an erect... If you see an erect penis in a locker room.
It's the behavior, right?
Because so you're okay with seeing an erect penis in the locker room? Yes or no?
I'm probably going to look away.
Okay.
After I look for more.
That's an answer.
I might.
Last word from Jessica.
Walking around
with
their erect penis and not putting a towel over himself.
Yeah, that's...
You can still see it.
It's a moving towel rack.
You can still see it.
I'm not going to be looking there, right? But if people are looking at my boobs, I'm going to feel super self-conscious. And tell me that you can't go in a locker room with titties and not look at them.
Oh, believe me.
I'll be looking.
I definitely can. I definitely can go into this. The only way...
Good for you, man, because I'm going to try not to, but if titties are there, I'm going to look.
Okay, that's fair. It said it was going to rain, JJ. Come on.
Did you leave your windows open?
No, but I wasn't expecting the rain, so I'm like, what the...
The storm's been blowing in for a while.
All right, New comment. Jackson on the move. My name is Jackson. I'm 29. To the ladies who want to confuse men and women, shame on you. I was confused about who I was sexually and felt different from other kids. I was told by doctors that I'm possibly trans. My parents didn't know what to do. They wanted to be supportive, but they were naive. I was given Aldecon, and now that I know who I am, I'm just a gay dude. I'm stuck with what this drug has done to my body. Bone density is lower. Muscle mass extremely low. I have a micro penis. I'm 5'6". I'm sure it's stunting my growth. So spare me your bullshit that men can be women is garbage. It's people like you that feed this rhetoric to kids like me and confuse us. I needed help and assistance, not an agenda forced on me.
That is fucked up, and it's fucked up that doctors would say, we think you're trans.
Also, like, for
they shouldn't
for his
be saying
age,
that.
But that's
they were, like,
this
the most
makes
aggressive.
Me fucking angry.
Oh, yeah, I've
this
seen...
This makes me highly angry.
I've seen videos just like that where people were told by doctors, and it was backed up by their parents, that they were this gender when it wasn't really identified at birth. And it's fucked up that... That because we have a problem in America where we just like force a cure on people, you know, instead
well,
of just
I mean, it wasn't forced on. That was with the parents. You know,
no, at,
but the parents
at
didn't
birth,
know. The parents were confused.
At birth, you're born and your parents say, oh,
if
you're intersex, they're just like, hey, your kid is one or the other. And they
pick and choose.
They pick and choose. They do some kind of surgery and they feed them some kind of hormones. And it's fucked up because then these people grow up with all these psychological problems. But yeah, I'm just as pissed as you because I've seen videos where people say that shit. And they're like, I know right now that I'm a dude who was fed a bunch of hormones at a young age.
This is my problem kind of with the trans community as well, because the trans community, it backs this type of shit. They don't fight against this type of shit, and that's like my problem with the trans community. You know what I mean? Like, fuck the confusion as far as like everyone talking about what's a man, what's a woman, who goes in whose bathroom, all that type of shit. This type of shit where you're fucking up kids. I was talking to Chelsea, like, listen, I don't care if other people take their kids to drag shows or whatever the case may be. I don't give a fuck. Take your kids to whatever. But the problem that they're having is there are people who do want to stop other parents from taking their kids there because they feel like they're trying to indoctrinate these kids, because if you get the kids young, as they grow up older, it becomes normalized. Okay? And I'm not necessarily talking about drag shows. I'm just talking about you feeling like you're trans for no reason, just because you feel like you're different.
Well, I feel like that to me is a problem, because kids are confused. Teenagers mm-hmm. are confused. You yep. are confused. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're feeling. You have different, like, your hormones are doing all sorts of shit.
Regardless of like, what sex or gender right? you feel so, you like, are.
I fully agree. I don't think that you should be giving any sort of gender-changing hormones to children until they realize who they really are.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can. If you wait
too long, then
I don't think you can know who you are until yes, you're exactly.
older. Exactly. There should be some kind of rules protecting this. Like, they have to be, like, you have to be able to come to a certain age where you can understand what you're actually doing to your body. You know what I mean? Because
it's, do you think it should be illegal?
Not illegal, I guess. Wait, should what
be illegal? I'm sorry.
So, get before a certain age, should it be illegal to provide trans yes. therapy?
Yes.
I disagree with that.
Yes.
So, maybe not the whole therapy, but, like, the actual, like, hormones and things.
I'll come
like,
to you after, Luke.
Like, I think it's one thing to, like, to go to therapy and talk about, do you feel this way? Do you want to be, like, allowing a kid to explore, hey, I feel like I'm a girl, I want to be a girl. When that's said, one said thing.
Therapy, I meant medication therapy.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I think.
Okay, real quick, Luke.
Before a certain age, yeah.
Real quick, Luke. You're saying medication therapy. So you're saying putting kids on medication. What kind of medication? Like HRT? Like, what do you mean?
So whatever, like, the hormones, like what this guy is.
So you're saying that, okay, so, but this guy is complaining about what his doctor and parents did. Why would you want to give these kids those medications if it could fuck their life up?
But, I mean, you can do that with any medicine or anything.
But this is specifically, you know what you're doing with this.
So you've read a couple of negative consequences. But I'm sure there are plenty of other people that have experienced positive. Like, I'm so yeah. happy my parents did this at an early age, so I've felt correct my
well,
entire
we
life.
Haven't, we, so, we haven't, this is, it hasn't been long enough for us to
agree, but I'm just saying. So there probably are, my thing, like, this is the same thing, like, with abortion, with healthcare, the government has no business, it, besides, you know, malpractice, like, truly, like, things that are like, morally wrong,
yeah.
in terms of, like, you know, murdering people, like, I don't think it's the government's place to be in the doctor's office.
Jermall, go ahead.
I feel like it kind of goes back to chromosomes. Like, first and foremost, you have to see what chromosomes the individual has, and I think that will give you a better insight into what kind of shit that person is going through in their head.
I want to dig more into that, but I feel like it's going to go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
so.
but that's from everything. I mean, I'm a straight dude. I don't know what people... I'm sure, man. I don't know what people go through when they think they're, you know, attracted to dudes, or like if they think they're a different gender than they were born. But everything that I've listened to and read, it boils down to people's chromosomes and what they're born with. And I feel like people don't look into that. They're like, hey, you got a dick, and, you know, like, bam, you're a guy, and then they go from there. Because historically, there is a lot of...
You're going down a rabbit
hole. I know. I'm going to stop myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Historically, there are people in the past that were identified as, like, neither gender.
Okay. Oh, they stop. Okay. All right. Next question. Next comment. Ricky Martin's not gay.
You sure?
He definitely
sure, dude?
Is.
Who's not?
I'm completely on Jamal's side with this. You look at men as predators and sexual deviants. That is your problem. Get over it, or don't use a locker room. Are these females nuts? If you don't want to see an erect penis, don't fucking look.
Yeah.
Guys, honestly, women are so mental. If we share bathrooms and locker rooms, they'll bring their trauma BS and false accusations with them. Keep the bathroom separate. Yeah. Yeah, but that might be true, actually.
Look, I don't have a problem with bathrooms that are, you know, genderless. I just think that if I'm getting naked, I either want to be alone or...
Do you think, and I'm asking this to all the women, do you think that you've been indoctrinated to fear men attacking you?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean...
You're not a woman.
I identify as one right now.
All right,
cool. I just feel like also walking down the street and getting catcalled at a young age as a young girl.
Yeah.
As like a teenager who's underage is part of why... That is in our brain.
I remember being as young as like 12, 13, like walking to my friend's house a few blocks. And there was one time where I like was walking to my best friend's house and this truck of like a couple guys drove by and was like calling out the window and like talking to me. And I had never had anybody do that. They were like slowing down. I'm sitting here like, okay, I've always been told, don't talk to strangers. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, can I just say something too real quick? Like, did they know that you were your age?
I don't know. I didn't stop to talk to them.
I asked the same question to you.
I have no idea.
So the problem is, like, a lot of times, and there's plenty of times that I've done this. I don't know about you, Jamal, but there's been times where you'll see a girl from far away, and you'll be looking... And then if they come closer, they might look too young. Oh, which is probably jailbait. But
I was like 13.
Like being 13, and 14.
Also,
and getting catcalled.
When this happened, it wasn't just a catcall. I got to the corner. They literally, as I'm walking up, circled around the block and came back and stopped and tried to talk to me again. I literally like went into a corner store, freaked out, and then like went back to my house. I didn't even go to my friend's house because I was like, these men are going to follow me and they're going to kidnap me. Like, what is happening? So like even that, or like we were in a buffet and I was like 14 years old and some guy followed behind me and was like, wow, man, like, look at her, blah, blah, blah. Listen, and my dad was behind him and was like, you know, she's 14. And he was like, what the fuck?
I think your dad's told me something similar to that story. And listen, I get it. We can't go through that probably. Or if we have, it doesn't bother us. You know, and so, listen, we can't understand that. If you as women don't feel comfortable with men in locker rooms, then, you know, Either don't go in locker rooms or just, you know what I mean, changing the room.
So can I say on that?
Because I will say...
But locker rooms are split right now, so why can't, like...
You're right. Locker rooms are split in America. There are other places where locker rooms are not split. The discussion was, should we in America... Bring them together. That is the discussion.
Do you feel indoctrinated into the fear of men?
Into the mic.
I wouldn't say indoctrinated. However, I will say, as someone who was attacked when I was a teenager, It has changed my perspective, and it has made me more cautious and aware of who I am around and who I am with. So I think there has to be a recognition of some people. Yes, are indoctrinated to this. Others have actually had something happen to them where they are naturally cautious now.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And I think that the majority of women have had something happen to them. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not, even if it never got physical, it's like a mental thing that happens to, I would say, most women.
Got you. Believe me, there has been a bunch of mental things that have happened to me. So... Should I say to women, get the fuck over it? Or, should people tell me, get the fuck over it? We've went down this rabbit hole. Go ahead.
Can I just say, well, that was what I was trying to say earlier. My point to that is, even though, you know, I've had those experiences, you as a grown adult, it's your responsibility to kind of check your feelings and check your trauma and heal yourself. And it, like, if you, I agree, if you're uncomfortable in a situation, don't be there. You know what I mean? Like, don't put yourself in uncomfortable situations if you aren't able to handle those feelings or whatever it is. So like, you as an adult, it is your responsibility to, I don't say like get over it, but like to be able to heal yourself from those experiences, because playing the victim, like I, and just every man in the world is out to get you. Like I go to the gym all the time alone and nobody's bothered by me. Everyone's trying to just breathe and work out and
you gotta
just
move on. You gotta move on.
You know,
so everybody's just got to check themselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Check your feelings. Check your feelings.
And then don't catcall teenage girls.
Check yourself at the so door.
Creepy. All right. All right. Mr. Wiener with the butt to match.
Mr. Wiener, welcome back. Butt to match.
This could be me, but doesn't a tall guy in basketball have an advantage towards a short guy in basketball? I mean, why don't people protest that as well? So this is actually been said before. Listen, you can bring any short girl from the WNBA and put her against NBA players. That's not going to work. Whereas if you put a short guy on an NBA player, he's fine. He can do what he needs to do. There's plenty of short guys who are like 5'8", 5'9", who are really doing good in the NBA right now.
Man, I'm going to die on this hill. I think everybody should just fucking play together.
You want the end of women's sports.
Sure. If you think that is going to be what happens, that's fine. And I've stopped myself enough times that I'm at the point.
Why hasn't women went to go try out for the NBA?
I think historically there have been a lot of women that have beat men in a lot of different sports, and they've changed the rules.
Try out for the NBA. Why haven't?
How do you know they haven't?
I have. I know three that have.
Three. Okay.
Three that have.
And what happened?
This is another thing. Please don't question me on WNBA stuff. I know way too much. Okay. I don't even want to know. So okay. So listen.
Man, I don't know shit about basketball. you could tell me some fake shit, and I'd be like, all right.
I guess.
All he knows is from Flubber, the old movie. the original one.
So, like, nobody's stopping women from playing in the NBA. It's just they can't really compete.
So far.
Okay. Well, if you say so, Jamal.
I just think that why can't I don't know. I'm gonna die on this fucking hill. Like, just throw everybody together and we'll see who's the best.
JJ, what about you?
What's the question?
Do you feel that women should play in sports as men? Like, should didn't we have
it was the transgender question. Like, does it matter if?
Oh yeah, you said you don't agree with that. Okay, you said you don't agree with that.
Can I say something?
Go
I
ahead.
Sent,
last word.
Chelsea, a TikTok on this a couple days ago. And it was historically, like, several sports were, you know, co-ed, unisex. And they changed the rules because women won. Like, a woman won the medal, and so the men got all butthurt, and they were like, no, we have to have separate women and men.
Sounds like some fake feminist bullshit.
A man did it on the TikTok.
That sounds like some feminist bullshit. I said... I want women to compete with men so that there'll be no more women's sports. So go ahead, women. Do what you want to do, man. I'm with you. Come on. Go play with men. All right. Next question is Sam Dung Sung. What about normalizing straight men dating trans women?
What about it?
Date who you want.
Yeah. Go for it. Shit. Do your thing.
But you also... cannot judge people for not wanting to as well.
Sam Dunk Sung, fuck you. Anita Moorhead, to the woman who is uncomfortable with seeing an erect penis, go to therapy. You can simply not look.
Yeah.
Get therapy. You are not well. Women staring at each other's breasts and making comments is fine and okay, but to see a man's penis is a problem. Get therapy.
Staring at other women's breasts and making comments.
Thank you.
Not people.
He didn't even get to read
normally. Sorry, Anita Moorhead.
Hold on. Let him.
Well, let me just say this. I feel like these women, like them saying that, is they're full of shit. Women are in locker rooms. You feel comfortable. You stand. You've made comments about each other's breasts.
Not strangers.
Bodies. No.
Maybe
no.
Not strangers, never. but definitely friends.
No.
Not naked.
When I'm in a locker room, I go to a stall. I don't want to be undressing near anybody.
Not in a locker room.
Or you're facing towards the locker.
Okay. Congratulations.
Now, I will
three
say.
Women don't do it. Great. Can I finish this?
Yeah.
Get therapy. You are sexist, and the fact other women are okay with this and championing you is sick. Get therapy. Seek help. People don't travel and bring... Please don't travel and bring your nonsensical ways of thinking to our countries.
Where's Anita Moorhead from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anita Moorhead.
She needs to not post. How about that?
Wait... Post
I low-key agree with her. Wait, post your I like agree with a little bit.
It's a lot.
Not as harshly, but like.
Not harsh. I mean, like.
Get therapy.
Said, like, know your limits and your comfortableness and take yourself out of the situation that you're
going to
be in.
I do agree
with that.
I just also,
I agree with that. Melanie Rocks. I'm interested in hearing from the ladies on the show. Does the beauty standard bother you? Do you fit the beauty standard? I have noticed many women who aren't within the beauty standard complain about it. Full disclosure, I model. Ladies?
I've never fit into it, and I don't care. I don't give a flying fuck to care to, you know, fit into it. I am who I am, and if you like it, that's great. That's fine.
I will say the aggressiveness made me feel like you did care about when you got aggressive with it. But
I get aggressive because people have these unrealistic standards and they tell people they should look a certain way or have a certain color of skin or have certain hair. Like, I've been friends with people who are afraid to show their natural hair because they're African American, right? That's not okay. That should never have been
normalized. I don't think it's a beauty standard. I think it's a work thing.
Oh, no, that's absolutely a beauty standard.
It's when, just been where, the last recently standard?
because black women were straightening their hair for a number of years because they were
silky
trying
and
to
smooth.
Wait, so you're saying the reason my sister or some black girl walked, you're saying the reason they straightened their hair was because of a beauty standard they saw on TV?
Yes.
I'm not saying that you're
African American.
I'm not saying that your sister did that specifically. I'm saying some women historically, I'm saying that a lot this fucking, I don't know why, but historically have done it to keep up with a beauty standard. Yes. Because there was a lot of blaxploitation and they didn't want to fit that, you know, they didn't want to be put in that box. So they went into a different box.
All right, I mean, I could probably see that being true for some people, but the majority, I mean, I just know too many black women who are way too comfortable in their skin.
Well, that's fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, but if that's the thing, then okay. What about, we didn't answer the question. Jessica Chelsea, does the beauty standard bother you? Does it make you uncomfortable?
Not anymore.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable. I think when I was younger, I wanted to look certain ways, but I never let it ruin my life the way that I could see other people in my, like, class doing. Like, I knew so many girls in high school who, like, would brag, oh, I woke up 2 hours early today just so I could do this to my hair and put this makeup on. And I was always like, the fuck? Why would you do that to yourself? I roll out of bed and put my hair in a ponytail.
But wait, like, I thought girls did that. I thought the girls get up early to do that stuff.
I am not a morning person, and I think that that's stupid. Oh. But, like, I will dress up for a party. I'll do my makeup for half an hour. I feel like that's super fun. But, like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like some beauty standards are dumb. They don't bother me particularly, but that's because I don't really care about them. But I know people who you become anorexic because of that and stuff like that. So,
all right. Next, did you want to answer, babe? Go ahead.
Always forget about me all the time. I was just gonna say the beauty standards don't really bother me anymore, but there definitely have been points in my life where I felt, I don't know, almost like not good enough because I I just was not going to ever fit into them. So, like, yeah, I mean, I guess being younger, I definitely, like, had some not good times about them.
I think they cause harm to young women more than when you're
I also, yeah, for me, it was also, like, the people I was around, you know what I mean? And, like, the group of girls that were, like, we have to chase this fad and do this and do this. So, like, it also was with points in my life where I wasn't also around the best people because,
question. That has a lot to do with guys, do guys have a beauty standard?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's so not it's not a beauty standard. It's a swinging dick standard. Everybody's just got to have the biggest dick. And if you're
That's not true.
No, there's a lot of dudes that are insecure about themselves as a whole because they think they're not big enough. No, that's right. They should. And, like, if you think you got a small dick, if you can't joke about it, and like, then I think it harms some dudes.
I joke around about my penis being huge, but, like, my penis is, like, not that huge. And I remember sitting, or I was, you know, messing with a girl, and she said that it was, that it hit her in a certain area where it didn't feel comfortable.
Cervix.
And she told me that she doesn't, like her and a bunch of other girls have all said, like, big dicks are not all as cut out to be. You know, six, seven, you're like, you are golden.
The sweet spot.
Yeah. The sweet spot, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
some women have a shallow vagina, so
well,
if you...
your cervix changes height throughout the month as well. Like, when you're on your period, for some people it's really low.
This shows my biology, because I literally thought it was because she was so short. Dead ass. I was like, it's because you're short. That's
man, I don't know what they're teaching in Georgia.
All right, we got to move on.
I'm just saying. Whatever. I think everybody should joke around about their genitals. Joke around that you're big. Joke around that you're small. Joke around that you got a deep vagina. Joke around that you got shut. Just joke around. Okay. It's going to lessen the tension. We're going to stay on this topic.
It's not going to lower the tension. All right. Literally. Chocolate finger time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Hello.
I hate that. If a man charging a woman sex for room and board is wrong or manipulating the situation, it's wrong for women to charge lonely, depressed, and desperate men for sex. OnlyFans girls charge men money for them to talk on the phone with them. What type of guys do you think are paying for that? You chicks are bad people if you think you can sit here and think one is wrong but not the other. Jessica.
The difference is that when people call in to these OnlyFans girls, they know what the fuck they're getting into. They're like, oh, I'm going to spend my money on this person. Oh, I'm going to hire a stripper. Oh, or a
doesn't the woman know what she's getting into when she's...
She was friends with that man, right? And she was like, can you help me out? And at first he was like, no. And then he changed his mind and was like, yeah, I can help you out.
Yeah, but he was in front of it. Yeah, he was in front of it.
Yeah, I think that situation, they're the same.
But wasn't she homeless too? So it's a completely different situation.
What I'm saying is that, like...
It's not.
It's a little bit different because she knew him. I'm not saying it's, like, the worst thing in the world. I don't agree with it. But, I understand it was a transactional thing. But, like, I think that... when you are paying for a service, none of these women on OnlyFans or who are, like, being escorts and stuff say, hey, we're friends.
Yes,
now
they do.
Pay me.
Yes, they do.
They're like, hey, you're going to pay me, and then I'm going to...
Wait.
No.
What if these men feel like these women are friends?
But they're already purchasing their OnlyFans.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
They're not going to say...
Psychologically, these men are...
I was like, we're friends. And if I was like, hey, I have an OnlyFans, now you're going to pay me for it. Like, that's more of what it's like with the person.
Okay, so I don't think you know what OnlyFans is really about. The real business with OnlyFans is the calls and the texts. The pictures are not really necessary.
That's the real you in.
Yeah.
But you're still paying for the calls and the texts. You're paying for an OnlyFans subscription.
Yes,
you know,
because you are desperate. You are desperate. You are depressed, and you are lonely. You are taking advantage of that person.
But so, what did she not know getting into that situation where she was? What did she not know when...
She knew when she agreed to it. What I'm saying is she went and she said, hey, can you help me out? He said no. And then, what, 20 minutes later, he was like, hey, I can help you out if you do this for me.
What's wrong with...
I don't see... I'm
just saying the difference is that when you sign up for an OnlyFans, you're not going in there...
You're going into depressed.
You're going in knowing that you are going to pay for something.
She knew.
Not all the time, because some people
do.
That's
how I felt when we're talking about the transgender thing. Like just going over people's head. Go ahead.
What did she not know?
She agreed to it after. The thing is that he used his, like.
She needed a place.
Two conversations for the same thing.
She needed a place. He needed to get laid. Supply and demand. Simple. Real simple. I know it sucks that you have to put it into the perspective that, like, because it's sex.
I think the thing is, like, if she was like, oh, he's going to give me a place for sex before I ask him about it. He said.
No, he laid it down on the table.
It was a secondary thing, right? Thing number one is no. Thing number two is I thought about it, and if you give me sex, then yes, you can do this.
I just do not see. I just think
there's a little bit of a moral
issue there. Luke, Chelsea, I need you, like JJ, I need you guys to like jump in and.
I'm also understanding Jessica.
So, well, just to explain a little bit from what I know of people who have done OnlyFans. Sometimes they do like free subscriptions, so you get on and you're like, hey, I'm looking at these things, and then this person. You can, like, message them or whatever. People start messaging them, and then they talk to you, and then, hey, I really would like you to wear this. And so, oh, buy that, and I'll do this. And so, like they do get into conversation sometimes with these men, and it's, well, you really like talking to me, right? You really liked when I did this. So if you send me another one, then, you know, I'll wear this, and you'll know that video's for you. Like, some people do... Get into
real
that.
Quick,
and
real quick,
parasocial relationship.
Real quick, I interviewed on this podcast an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah,
she literally said that it becomes a friendship, and that these men start really talking about their lives, all that type of stuff. How is that not manipulating? How is that not taking advantage of individuals who are lonely, depressed, desperate? To talk to a woman, how is that not taking advantage? How is that not manipulating the situation? I win.
Oh my god!
I think that if you're going into something like OnlyFans, or if you're purchasing a hooker, you know that there's money being exchanged before that happens. And this girl, yes, she knew that was getting exchanged. The thing that was brought up originally is that before she agreed to that, it was an ask first. It was like, hey, we're friends. Can you help me out? And he was like, no, we're not friends.
That's not what happened. No, what happened was they used to travel in the same circle. She ran into him and he had made something of himself. She asked for a handout, and she explained that she was homeless, and he was like, I can't help you, and then he was like, well, I mean, I guess I have enough room in my place, but I have to get laid if you're staying there, and that was the payment, because she couldn't afford to make an actual payment. That was the transaction, and it's unfortunate that as a society... We always say, like, sex is bad and you shouldn't use sex as a... and you shouldn't if you're in a relationship. But if you're an individual, what is the problem with using sex...
Providing a service.
Yeah, using sex as a transactional service.
Because didn't she say she was in love with him? Or something?
Yeah.
So what I was going to just say is, like, I think... The issue you have, I think, is more like morally. Like,
yeah.
I think we can admit that it might not have been, I guess, the best moral decision for him to be like, I mean, she's homeless. She's going to say, yeah, you know, whatever. I'll ask her. I need this. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know. It's very transactional. I don't.
All right. We're going to move to the last one, which is fucking long as shit. But it's from a new listener, so I want to shout out to them. Their name is Sable Stroking Your Cable.
Nice.
Yes, nice. I'm sorry, but I'm new and I have so much to say.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the first one is, when women calling certain men misogynistic, I automatically assume those men are strong, attractive men that women actually want to talk to versus they the men that women claim they want to speak with. I'm going to venture off to say that she's been listening to a bunch of podcasts and she's probably just picking shit out. Okay, the second one is, I'm 46. Please don't write the narrative of Gen X and boomers. We just didn't bury our mental health. We learned how to process it without the whining and pill popping. Nobody is saying hold in your stress. People are saying learn how to process it. You live in a more privileged world than I did, so stop behaving like spoiled brats and act grown and deal with adult problems. Let me say something really quick. This mental health thing, it definitely, generationally, it's looked at differently. It's definitely looked at differently. Like, I think the last time we were here, people were saying that Gen X and boomers were coping versus us, we're going to doctors and stuff like that. You know, I've spoken with Gen X people, and a lot of them say the same thing this person is saying. So, I go ahead, Chelsea.
The other day I was on the phone with my grandma, and she is almost 89. And so we were talking about that, and we were like, wow, you've been alive like a long time. And I was like, man, you've seen so many changes in the world. And she literally goes, yeah, and recently it's just so stressful. She goes, man, I hate the situation I'm in because I feel like it's so much more stressful now. I really miss the good old days where you just handled your problems and you moved on and you didn't dwell on things and make everything so dramatic in public. And she goes, I love you and your sister, but that's the problem with everybody's like generation. And we like had this exact conversation. And she like, so I found out she's actually been on antidepressants for a while. And she was like, you know, we had this exact thing where she was like, it's not that we didn't handle things. We handled them to ourselves. We fixed our own problems. And then we went out into the world and moved on. And she said, now everything is just literally every single thing has to be dramatic and public and like, people can't just like deal with it and go on about their life.
Like, why can't, like, I'm just asking a question, and Luke, if you want to pipe in on this, you definitely can, but why can't individuals just fix whatever they feel is wrong? Fix it and not, like, I'm asking a question, Luke.
I mean, if I could have fixed myself in high school without any effort, you don't think I would have?
Who's saying not with any effort?
You just said it.
No, I said flip to where you fix your problem. Listen, let me ask you a question, Luke. You know me long enough. Mm-hmm. You know that I have a hot temper. Agree? Mm-hmm. Okay. 5-6 years ago, and I might even block this part out, but there are things that you said to me, Luke, that if you said to me 5-6 years ago, you probably would be on the ground. And I've changed my way of doing that. I want to ask, why can't people who have anxiety do the same thing? Because honestly, no one here has really seen me actually lose my temper to the point where I'm hurting someone.
Where you used to be.
Yeah. So why can't someone who has anxiety do the same thing?
They can.
But a lot of people aren't. A lot of people aren't.
This is where I will come say, I mean, if people are just using I have anxiety as an excuse, if they're not going to therapy and engaging with therapy, and also sometimes, again, I am a big proponent for medication along with cognitive therapy. I mean, not everyone is going to be, you know, not all therapists are equal. That's just the world. So that sucks. But, I mean, like, I'm a perfect story. I'm a perfect example of someone that greatly struggled anxiety, depression, for years, majority of my life. But I've come out on the other side, so I have improved that. Now, I will say, the whole thing with people getting, like, public about everything, I do think, you know, there's a balance between... I always come back to the internet, but, you know, people think they feel better when they share things on the internet and they get the likes, notifications, and they get the whatever happy brain juice flowing from the internet, but that's not actually helping them long term. So I think people mistake sharing those kinds of things with actual improvement, but it's just a short fix, not a long-term fix. And I think that is a legitimate problem.
I do want to have a last word on this because we got to finish the rest of her comment. And Chelsea knows who this person is, but this person's on Facebook, and this individual always posts some issue. She's always having some freaking issue. And it's literally just issues that you as an individual can solve. And I was literally, me and her were literally talking, was like, maybe she just puts it on there because she's lonely and she just wants someone to see her problem and talk to her. You know what I mean? And it's just like, to me, like, that is 100% someone who can change whatever's going on in their life, but they choose not to.
Yeah, but if you get enforcement, positive reinforcement from doing certain actions, mm-hmm. you're going to keep doing it because
that's fair.
So that's what happens to people like that. And, like, a lot of people just chalk that up like, all right, whatever. Because it is attitude. Like,
yeah.
If you think, hey, I'm going to have a great day, I'm going to go do this, a lot of times you fuck some bitches. Yep. Yeah. But a lot of people can't get themselves in that mindset for whatever reason. They're like, oh, I'm the worst, you know, like, I can't believe I did that. They lament on certain shit that they do. So, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's different. It's hard to group everybody into one thing and be like, hey, why can't you fix yourself?
There's also people use Facebook, I find, to either post the best things that are happening in their life or the worst things so that they can get sympathy, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one, enough has been said. We're still on her comment.
Mm-hmm.
Enough has been said about gender ideology in the comments. Be dumb and weird all you want. Don't force bullshit on my family. Lastly, is Mr. Dreadhead speaking in different languages? On at least 4 occasions, he asks a simple question, and people either don't answer the question,
Mr. Dreadhead,
asks, or change the topic completely. My name's Charles.
Mr. Dreadhead. I love it.
I'm making that t-shirt.
Merch. All right.
People are not letting that go.
What does that person mean that you've been speaking in different languages?
But he says things and sometimes I don't understand
him. I think they were referring to the last one.
The gender.
Yeah. How like the last 8 comments also were like
over and over again.
Does anybody understand Charles like we did?
I don't understand him half the time.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair. I'm from Nigeria.
Are you?
He's not from anywhere.
From Nigeria and Georgia.
No, you're not. You're not from Georgia. I don't know why you think you can fool us.
Down the south.
All right. We're going to jump in some topics real quick. Real quick. What's woke mean to you?
Me?
Jamal, what does woke mean to you? What does it mean to society, but what do you think it means?
What I think it means is that you've woken up from the mediocre bullshit that the media has fed you, and you've seen, there it goes again, historically, what has actually happened and the stuff that people have kind of buried or tucked away. What it's become is it's become a talking point against people that are trying to just keep the status quo. Hey, it was good back in the old days. You know, the good old days? The good old days were not the good old days. It wasn't, you know, you go and watch a show called All in the Family or the Jeffersons.
Bro, they need to do a black version of that. It'd be awesome.
It was the Jeffersons.
Yeah,
the Jeffersons and All in the Family dealt with shit at the time that a lot of sitcoms were afraid to touch.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of the shit still holds up. You go watch some shit, and it holds up till really current does. Events.
All right, Jessica, what does woke mean to you?
I think woke feels like today's politically correct people, right? So you're acknowledging systemic racism, and you're fighting the man and you're, you know, able to and cognizant of all the, like, societal
issues.
Shit and
yeah.
issues, yeah. But, you know, so you're awoke, you've awakened, and you're not a sleeping, complacent person anymore.
Luke, what about you? What does woke mean to you?
So, for me, I think I definitely agree with kind of what Jamal and Jessica said about waking up to historical problems that have been around for a long time and weren't being addressed. But I think it's become an easy talking point for people that are kind of against those things. But I also think that it's not what it was, and it's become a much more singular kind of ideal where if you step outside any of those lines, you are shut down, you're called a bigot, you're saying you're whatever, transphobe, homophobe, racist, whatever. If you are outside any of the accepted norms. So I think it's really come... I think it's gone far. And then this is only some people in some areas of the internet and just in life too, but... You know, it's gone too far a little bit.
Sorry, Luke.
You're good, I'm done.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
So I think being woke is... I don't really know. I thought it was like... Didn't it originally start with like African-American people like realizing like systemic racism and like becoming more
aware?
Well,
I think it was white people being awake to... systemic racism, maybe.
No, I thought it was like black people started being woke to like what's going on and realizing they're in systems that are oppressed. Like, to me, that's what I always thought it was, more of like realizing the systemic things that have been keeping groups down or you down or however you want to say it. But I think recently it's turned into like an overly sensitive, like, everyone is...
Real quick.
Well, I don't know.
Because JJ does not know what the... She says she doesn't know anything about what being woke is.
Somebody Google.
No, so to be fair, I didn't know what the hell it was because every time I see the word in print, it's used in so many different ways. It's like, oh, Target is now woke and woke is a bad thing. And I'm like, what the hell is woke? Because Chick-fil-A was woke and now Target is woke and now this person is woke. Like, there's so many confusing ways to...
Jessica.
I'm going to say, I think that like 5-7 years ago, being woke was a positive thing. Like overwhelmingly. Like, you wanted to be woke. But today, it does feel like a negative thing. Like almost like a comical sort of like rendition. Like a... What's the word I'm looking for? When you're like something is...
I didn't want to talk over you. That's why I think it's a caricature.
Yes. Like a caricature of what it was originally meant to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important because I'm curious what your take like you've heard everybody else's like what is woke. I want to hear your point of view.
I think I agree with Jessica that woke is like I would say 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That like being woke was like definitely like in like 2009, 2010, like, you know, just like graduating high school, going to college and like, you know, going to UGA and people are like, you know, yeah, you're woke and because you know what's going on in the world and all that type of stuff. Now, I feel like woke is more of individuals who are trying to be politically correct. And like Luke said, if you don't go with them, then, you know, you're a bad person. I kind of think woke, too, is like finding empowerment in victimhood. I do see a bunch of conservative people using the word woke in these weird ways, like Target's woke for putting LGBT stuff over here. I'm just like, what is that? Like you the way you're using it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, I know conservatives do shit like that. But like, me personally, yeah, I do believe that woke now is finding empowerment in being a victim. versus what it used to be, where you know what's going on and stuff like that.
And that's unfortunate, because now you have both sides of the spectrum thinking that the other side is hiding something from them. So it used to be the government is doing all this stuff to keep these people down, but now it's so split in the middle where both sides feel like there is somebody hiding something, then they're not, you know, they're spreading lies. So, I mean, to be awake to shit going on is harder to describe now that it's happening on both sides.
Well, I think it's also part of, like, political propaganda, right?
Yeah,
they're seeing people being woke and stuff, and they have decided that, like, hey, how can we use this term that means one thing and switch it around so that people get confused as to what it means, right? And it's kind of like how, like, being politically correct has just sort of, like, gone all the way around in a circle, and you can see, like, people who are, like, super politically correct now kind of seem like they're racist and stuff like that, you know?
so 10 years from now, like, you know, you're gonna, like, clones are gonna be around, and, like, you're racist against clones now. Like, it's definitely
that's exactly what's gonna happen.
Where you're just like you're
fucking replicants.
Yeah, replicants. You know what I mean? But yeah, I to close it out, like, I 100% you know, I don't know whether being woke is a good thing or a bad thing. I just know I don't want to be woke.
I think it's good to be awake to what has happened in the past and the lens that we look at it from now. But being woke in that respect has come and gone. Like, we can all throw that fucking term out, because it's just being used as a weapon now in politics.
When Pri was here last time, she said that she was trying to buy tampons, and she said that, oh, you can't call that a woman because now this person's a woman, that person's a woman. Like, I just want to buy tampons.
A company took the woman's, like,
symbol
off
that,
of
that is what
the tampon box. And they had, there, like, I think, I'm not sure, but I think there was, like, an ad or a commercial or something that featured a woman who wasn't biologically... I don't actually know what people are upset about.
They'll be like, oh, well, that they're being overly woke over
I
there.
Think it was, like, because, I mean, unless you're a biological woman, you don't really need to buy a tampon. So, like, why are we taking the women's symbol off to be that sensitive? Was the argument of, like...
Yeah, it's just getting...
You're never... Unless you are a biological woman, you're never going to need a tampon. So,
but it's... That's
using it for
hold on.
Chat.
Wait.
Right.
That's
no
true.
No bleeds.
That's what they were originally intended for.
But that's the thing. Like, somebody does something as an ad exec, and they're like, hey, this seems like a good idea. I think this might help include some people who aren't included. And then automatically people are like, hey, why are you taking that away from us?
Yeah.
And then it becomes
like
woke. Yeah. Like, they were like, hey, we're hiring this person. This person happens to be trans, and then people on the other side are like, hey,
it's bad marketing.
Also, there,
if these certain people are your demographic, I don't think you should be getting a transgender woman to promote it. Like, they're not gonna look at that and go, oh shit, yeah, now I want to drink more Bud Light.
I thought that shit was funny, because you had so many, like, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So perhaps they did it because they knew they were gonna get bad publicity, and they were doing it to increase sales. Because how many stupid motherfuckers were buying cases just to blow them up and fucking shoot them?
They
like,
said, hey, listen, we want to rebrand everything. How can we quickly get rid of everything we have? How can I piss
probably
everybody off?
Yeah,
so we can
right
come out with brand new cans. Like,
could be right. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
That was a tangent.
Have a good one, guys.